Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of those evenings I just had the sense that I needed to brace myself. This happened once before where I was trying to get in and the lines were busy. So here we are, 8 minutes into the show. I hope I didn't lose everybody, that there are people listening in. So I'm going to put a note on my blog page for indicating that this show will be starting a few minutes late. And what an interesting show for this to happen to. I was going to start out a little bit not serious, but kind of wanting to be a little more centered, saying you probably have read some of my website. And unfortunately, what brought me to the place of wanting to explore this metaphysical world was that I had had an unfortunate episode of cancer. And the cancer came so early in my life, and I know there's lots of people who have had suffering and have episodes of discord in their life. And, of course, there I was at 39, suffering with cancer, unhappy marriage, and I really didn't know where to turn. At that point, when you go through trauma, you kind of want to look at the universe and ask for help. And I, at that point, the family was so in discord that the family said, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get through this. And no one mentioned praying. And so after, yeah, there you are. Hi, girls. After suffering through the cancer and the healing, it got apparent to me that there must be more to life. And a year and a half later, after divorce and after the trauma of what I had gone through, I was driving my car home one night, and I'd had a tough day at the office, as I did tonight trying to get in. And I said to the universe, I said a prayer. Or let me say, I said something that I felt was appropriate. It was only a few days before my birthday. And I was in the car crying that the docs had said I was going to live from I can't live. I was going to live. It's like a big statement. Yeah, Nancy, we think we got it. You're going to be fine. We're going to, you know, give you, you know, it's already been a year or 2 years since the cancer. So we're going to say from this point on, we're going to watch you. And I just was falling apart. And I thought, well, now that I think I'm going to live, at least for the time being, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for my life and my sanity. And if you wish, I will work for you the rest of my life. Now tell me, at that point of discord, if you have years and years of turbulence in your life, I got to a place where I didn't know if I wanted to believe in spirit help, angel help, was there a God or not. And when I got into the spiritualist church and they told me, you know, people are always listening. And you need to be sure that when you say that high level of prayer, that you certainly believe it from your innermost being. And every one of you listening out there, I swear, I believe that in your life you have said, I have felt alone. Were you really alone? Did you feel like you were alone? I imagine we all have at one time or another. Because I now know that we do survive, I now believe that we choose to be alone in a certain situation. And we choose to learn it all by ourselves. That doesn't mean that you haven't had help all the way and every step of your life. Now, people say to me, Nancy, who are my guides? Who are my angels? Who is listening to me? And are they going to get around to telling me what to do next? And I sit back in my chair and I go, really? You want someone to tell you what to do? The next step, every step? I have ladies call me all the time. I had a girl today. She wanted to know who she was going to marry. I couldn't see it. There's a limit to what human beings can tell of the human beings. I can describe the men that will come into her life. I saw rings. And I said, oh, I see rings. There's some rings coming your way. And she says, well, who is it? And I go, if I tell you that, then you're not living your life. If someone could tell you every step of the way. I've had people get kind of addicted to me. I have kind of like, oh, I have to be real careful how I monitor that. Because if I step in and become your angel guide or your spirit people or God, whoever you believe to be your God, then I'm taking away whatever free will, what limited free will there could be in your life. Could I take it away? Absolutely. If you're so afraid to take the next step without guidance or without talking to someone like me, then your self-esteem and your id has not lived to take responsibility. And that's the reason and the fun of being alive. Now, I'm just like you. I have a girlfriend I banter with, and sometimes it's kind of fun. I've even had perfect dreams where I've seen the next house I'll live in or people I'll meet. Of course, I can't see calendar. Is that guidance? You bet. You bet it is. People say to me, hey, what about my spirit people? Who is there? Going to be there for me. And when I first blend with somebody, I will see the spirit people around them. Tonight I talked to a man who's there's a death in the family coming. And instantly I said that, I saw the figures of three people. And these three people were shown to me so instantaneously. So anyway, I'm just looking at no sound. If you're having sound problems, F5 it and do a refresh. Hit, I'm going to talk real quick here, F5 to restart for sound. So anyway, as I was saying, we're having trouble on the other side chat room too, ladies and gentlemen, so just bear with us. We'll get this going here. So the idea is that when you ask for your guidance, you need to be clear that you're asking for guidance. If you say, in my life, am I on my karmic pre-designed path? If I have wavered, nudge me and let me know that what I am experiencing is for my experience alone. I do believe that we write our life story before we come here. That means I'm believing we choose a life to experience. As I'm coming aware that if we can choose once, maybe we can choose over and over, kind of a deep thought. As a girlfriend has said to me, oh, that's the rabbit's well. Oh my gosh, like Alice in Wonderland. But I want to get back to something that I feel is important. Spirit people, if they're in your life and they're family, now I'm not talking about the never been born or the angel level, they're there to comfort, love, and cherish you. They're there to encourage you on the path you've already designed for yourself. The idea that you can experience something else, and they will honor and cherish you. I want to give you an example of something. I've given a lecture once, and it popped into my mind that the karmic path, the lessons that you are designed for your life, looks like a redwood tree. And the redwood tree, if it's buried deep in the ground and it shoots up to heaven, that is the path that you have designed. You cannot waver from that. You will always go back. So visualize the trunk is going straight up, but the branches go out. And so the branches will keep the sap of the tree. It will suck it into the branch, all the way to the fingertips where the leaves are. And then the sap is brought back into the tree to collect more nutrients. I'm not sure how this all works. And then the sap goes to the top of the tree. It's kind of like it's the blood flow. And when you feel like you've diverted off that path of the redwood tree and gone onto a branch, that is your free will. And it may take you longer to get to your destination, but you always will because it's been designed that way. So when in the most desperate of circumstances, and this is where I was at one time, and I just yelled to God, please help me. What is this I'm going through? What I was meaning to say is I want encouragement from my spirit people. I want the love and consideration and a hug from them to know that I will survive. If it's meant that I will suffer, then I need that lesson, which is very hard to understand. I had the cancer. And I had one little girl tell me today, oh, you poor thing, I'm da-da-da-da-da. And I said, I look back, and I did suffer. And the difference of that is that now, I mean, congratulations to all of you who have survived it. I've hit a pretty big milestone, and I said, oh, my gosh. But in these years since then, I have grown immensely. I have changed careers. And also remember that only through change do we evolve. Only through change do we evolve. So if we have a quiet, serene, safe existence where we have no lessons, no trauma, no excitement, then our soul doesn't accumulate the knowledge that it needs to evolve to a higher level of vibration. And people say to me, well, here versus another planet and there versus another dimension, how many lifetimes does it take? I had a lady who was desperately in love with her husband, took care of him for years and years. And she said to me, she says, now that he's there, can I go ahead and just die? And can you promise me that I'll never have to come back? Ooh, ouch. So I said, you know, I'm only a human being. When you get over there and you have eons of time with your husband, they had no children, they just had tons of cats and dogs. I said, what you may discover is that you have loved him, but it'd be fun to try somebody else. You may even try to come back. And she didn't quite settle with that, but a few months later she kind of agreed to that, that she would let her life, her spirit life, unfold the way it's meant, because I have no control. So I want to go back, because it's, I promise a half hour in, you would be having an opportunity to call in and or ask questions. I see my very favorite peoples. Hello, Pisces Lady and Jen. And Tully, thank goodness you had the you were able to stay on. Oh, gosh, it's so frustrating. I love this blog talk radio. It's amazing what I've learned. And during the weeks that I've been on, I've scattered around and I've visited other sites. And I was really kind of concerned. Any of you ladies who send out emails that do reminders, teach me how to do that. I see that we had a daylight savings time change, so I'm not sure who was able to join us. Is it an hour later, or is it California? Is it still an hour earlier? So write me a little note. Let me know what how it is. But anyway, on my proof of soul survival site, I will type up something asking for guidance that I wrote many years ago. And the first paragraph is very short, and it says, in the reality of what we call life, each one of us wants to accept total responsibility for our actions, and we call this our free will. Every one of us has had a childhood. Hopefully, your childhood was guided and nurtured in a loving environment. With a loving, growing consciousness of impending adulthood, we stood with our heads up and shouted to the world, I am ready. Give me freedom to start my life as an adult. No matter where we walk into society, we learned about life, the hardships and the rewards. But through that, you want to say, I would like the guidance I need for this lifetime and the encouragement to keep going. Because every one of us on the planet, and I've talked to thousands and thousands of people, we'd like to chuck it in. Say, you know, sometimes it's just too hard. And I have found that even the people who have tried to commit suicide, the ones that were destined to survive and to live a long life, would survive. So even the most desperate of times, you have to collect yourself and say, I have volunteered for life because I have missed this, this, and this. And it could be also that we come back to life to smell the coffee and kiss the babies, like I told somebody in a lecture once. I think I'm going to come back for another cup of hazelnut coffee. Though tonight, ladies, I have to admit I'm drinking tea, hot tea. But a lot of us comes back for love relationships that are not followed through on, you know, war, whatever disrupts our loves. Come back for learning new careers or finishing a career. There's so many reasons why we come back or learn to love, to have emotionality. Can you appreciate lifetimes when you're not able to have love in your life, like an orphanage and you die early? So, so many reasons why we choose life. And to ask for guidance and truly mean it is sometimes easy to explain but hard to accept. I have heard ladies say, I pray every night. And I said to, what power do you do that? Oh, I pray for this person, I pray for that person, I want to win the lotto, blah, 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 blah. And then I've heard people say, and a shout, I've actually been places like in a church, and the tears in their eyes, and they clasp their hands, they say, you know, I just want one person to be there for me, just one. And I feel the passion. And the passion is sometimes what makes the prayer work. Now, without going into a lot, because I could talk hours and hours on this, a prayer unspoken or a prayer said aloud is often reflected in the energy that you're wearing at that moment. And have you in the audience ever heard the word of meditation? Now, I imagine there's a few of you that's brand new to the show, and there's probably quite a few of you who said, Nancy, we know what meditation is. Meditation is listening. Prayer is sending. So when we pray with passion, we send to the universe our intent invisibly. We send it to the universe by our energy. It is in the unspoken language that I speak and I can feel. So when someone calls in for a reading, even a quick one of who's around me, who's coming next, or how's my health, I read the energy first, and then I blend with the body to go to time. So when you, with intent, the power and the passion of an intent question, that energy is sent to the universe. If you pray every night, I have a little friend, she says, I just pray every night and I pray all the time. Her energy is so soft and she makes her prayers so lengthy and divided among people and place and thing that I feel like if you pray for one person a night or one action at a time and you mean it with conviction, that energy is sent to the universe at a higher degree. Spirit people once told me, and I kind of like to change this, that I would never win the lotto. Well, pardon me, I would love to win to every one of us. And they said, you will not win it because you will want to give it all away. Well, not all of it. I would like to take care of everybody in my family. And they said, what makes you think that the people that you choose to give money to, they are destined to have money in their life? So I'm giving you a little secret here. It's for your higher and greater lesson and the good of the planet through your guidance alone. You may win the lotto. Or the lesson of having money when you had none is your lesson. Or the ones that you're supposed to give money to, that's why you win it. It's not for you, it's for somebody else. It can be very varied. But the people who do win it, I bet the passion and the thought and the action of every day, please, I want to win it. My gosh, did you hear about these people that won $270 million? Those people really prayed. And it doesn't mean we don't. But we buy those tickets. My husband buys five, I buy one. And we just buy them. But we don't put the power to it. Put power to it. If you're meant to win, you are going to. It takes one ticket. But you do it with conviction. Not an obsession, but close to it. There's also an article that I would like to make reference to. Asking for guidance, they put it on nancymass.com, and I'll definitely put it so it's easy to find on proofofsoulsurvival.com. And both of those, if you go to nancymass.com and scroll down the page, you'll see that website. It's colored. You can click on it. And tomorrow I will type this so it's easy. And it's a very short one, but it gives a lot of description on how to ask for guidance. And, of course, I have 20-some books here. I would suggest Googling and go to Google and asking for guidance. There are so many wonderful authors out there that pretty much say the same thing I have. There's one, visionarylead.org, and it's a center for visionary leadership. And I thought that the one page that they had asking for guidance was very, very good. And it's called Evaluating Spiritual Guidance by Corrine McLaughlin. And the website, again, is www.visionarylead, visionarylead.org. And I'll make reference to this tomorrow also. I have some clients first thing in the morning, but then I'll put this reference. And I'll give the plug for this woman. Doesn't mean that all these other authors and an angel came, Richard Schultz, Angels Everywhere, Miracle Messages by Lynn Valentine, Jane Cooper. I thought she did a really good one, Argument with an Angel. Angels to Help You, Lester, last name is S-U-M-R-A-L-L. There's An Angel on Your Shoulder by Kelsey Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. Do You Have a Guardian Angel by John Roner, R-O-N-N-E-R. Messages from the Masters, Tapping into the Power of Love by Brian Weiss. I thought was very good. And then on the other side, I don't think I put them right here where I can reach them. White Dove wrote a book. I have that over there, Asking for Angel Help. There's so many wonderful, wonderful books out there. How can you pick one to help you? The basics of that is that everybody knows what meditation, everybody knows what prayer is. And that's asking for help. But when you do, make sure that you listen to your help when it does come. It may not always come in the way that you want it. At times I say, well, why did I do this versus why did I do that? And the guidance that was given to me, and I don't read myself very often, but when I get a big hit, then what I say is, that's important. So I'll follow that, and then it's not clear to me. But the step after that is very clear. So in every one of our lives, you have to take the guidance that's given next, or you need to follow through on your chosen free will at that moment in your life. So like I said, when given only about 20 minutes to cover asking for guidance, the number one criteria is don't give a story, give an intent, give it conviction. Does it mean that you should ask for a partner to come in your life with conviction? Send me a person. You need to delineate what you want, or God will send you the next one walking by. You have to be clear on that. But what you do ask for is say, I am ready for that perfect partner now. I am ready for prosperity because I'm ready for the growth that it will give me. You send that message out. See what I'm saying? So you have to delineate with conviction. And I wouldn't put more than 2 or 3 prayers. I would make it consistently. The angel people I have found, the spirit people, when they know you're ready for the next step in your life, whether it's never been born, I call them caretakers, the angel levels, they're also never been born, to work for the mighty ones. Or our spirit people, they have vision beyond where we can read. They have it clearer than what I can see for you. And they will guide us to that direction. And even though at times you not feel it comfortable with that, the end result is exactly what you asked for this lifetime. Now, I can continue talking. It's after the half. I love you girls. I love it when I look over and I see dried cranberries for me. And cookies have cranberries in them also. I hope you girls can, here we have a question. Freedom for Cuba. Hello, young lady. I have a serious question for you. I have a loved one in a severe medical situation. Do you see any improvement short-term or long-term? Short-term, I do see, like a washboard, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, better, better. Long-term, I'm depressed over that, as though to say, I don't know if it's long-term, or whatever the medical situation may impede this person from 100% recovery. So even though there's ups and downs, more ups than downs in the short term, I do see a survival. I can't go on for years. I wouldn't know that. But there is some sort of lingering along with that recovery. Say I'm going to speak. I don't know what this situation is, and please don't tell me. But say someone has a stroke, and they're in bed, and you can see that there's coming back. But ultimately, there may be a limp. So the residue of the illness is still part of that person. Okay? Now, if you want more on that, let me read it here, and I'll watch for you now that I'm closer to the computer. So I hope that helps you, my dear. I'm looking up to see if there's any other questions. So, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and call, and I'll be watching my screen. You can ask anything about prayer. You can ask, Freedom for Cuba. I believe she might have her own show, so invite yourself to go see her. Go ahead and give me some questions. I'll be glad to answer. Learn about indigo children. I do believe this is real. These are people who are born with an older soul and knowledge of the past combined with today to conclude the future. They are our future leaders. In my one, they said that after World War II, there was the Russia people coming in. Also crystal children. Indigo children could be the crystal children. There's the same, means almost the same to me. They are, Jen 60 says they are the same. I love you a lot, Nancy. They are the same too, and they're old soul people who come in to be leaders. Does that mean I'm one? I don't know. I don't feel any different than when I was a child. Clearly, the leaders, we have to be humble. I do what I do. This is what I am. I want to help everybody. And I think that we need to express that when we work with people. If I was meant to be on TV and be famous, I would have by now. So I've helped the masses, masses, masses. So the book's coming out as soon as I get done writing them. Jan 642, hello, Nancy. She says, what do you see with my spiritual growth next? Well, actually, believe it or not, Jen, I'm seeing dollars. You're in a prosperity mode for the next 3 to 4 months. So I do believe that, remember, money or prosperity coming to you, I wouldn't know the difference if it was a job or you just get money, is balance. What are you going to do with extra money? How are you going to keep it, spend it, divvy it out? All that is very important. I see it for 3-4 months, and it's prosperity. And Tully says, Nancy, what are the signs? Okay, I can't read. Oh, I can't read it all. You move it up. Okay, Tully, just a second. I got to learn how to move this over. What are the signs to look for in our soul contact plan? I think I wish I could see what happened here. I'm trying to move it over, Tully, so I can see what else you said on there. Our soul contract plan. You know, that's a lot. You are so good. Clearly, the cancer in my life, leaving my marriage, getting into this. When I walked into the spiritual world, the doors opened very easily for me. I was encouraged. I did have the gift, but for some reason, it was like I put on a pair of fuzzy shoes, and I felt so comfortable in that environment that I knew I needed to stay. So I kind of feel like maybe that's more. It's like getting a job or told. I was asked to move. My doc actually told me to move out of California. And it was because of bronchial issues. And I just felt that Southern Arizona was where I needed to come next. And that when we came, my husband and I came down here, it was like we saw this, we saw that. The woman that sold us a lot was named Nancy. The house and design was absolutely unbelievable coincidences. So synchronicity and comfort level was actually very important to look at. There's a wonderful book out called Celestial Prophecy. And one of the commandments says, I think it's the 4th or 5th one, says, you will know when the angels are working with you because they will present synchronicity. So when we went to buy the house that was built, I'll share with you, this is amazing. We got a P.O. box number. When we moved into the house lot number was 641. The P.O. box was 461. And the last 3 digits of the zip code was also 641. I saw those numbers as my sign of synchronicity that it was meant to be. So I believe that was one way for them to give me a humorous laugh, but also to make me pay attention that this was a place I was meant to own. So that's how you know. Nancy, this is Jen. Nancy, do you see my oldest as indigo child? The reason I'm going to say yes is the intensity of this child's inner thoughts. That whatever the child is, I don't feel like this is a grown-up child, but a middle-aged child to a younger. And the child is shown to me to an masculine spirit, and the child will think things through to a depth. What's also interesting is this is a very old soul. So this child will struggle with decisions based on what he sees or she sees of other people that disturb him. So this child will think things through very, very deeply. Okay? Let me scroll down here. Her name is Sarah, Sierra. Oh, I love the name. So, Jen, your child, Sierra, has a masculine soul, possibly leadership, very deep thinker, will suffer by knowing and have to witness people making mistakes. Absolutely, you can call now, and let me move this over. I have a 304 area code. Thank you, somebody, for letting me know. Are you there? Hello?
Hi, Nancy. It's Linda Pizzuparty.
Oh, hello, Linda. And I'm sorry, what state did you say you're calling from?
West Virginia.
Well, oh, my God, girl, we're staying up to eat. Daylight savings time is daylight savings time. Good for you for staying up. And what can I do for you tonight?
I needed my psychic fix today. So, I have been trying to meditate, but there is so much family chaos going on.
What's the purpose of meditating? Are you trying to get an answer for one person?
No, I've just been trying to get. I feel like there's something I should be doing spiritually, but I'm just not grasping what it is.
Oh, well, you asked about 10 different questions, girl. let me back up, because this is what we talked about tonight. I'm going to be real gentle when I say this. If you have a lot of energy in your family that's really in discord, you cannot be in discord. In some ways, if you're out of discord, their discord will blend into you. If I said to you, you need to appear to be the rock so that somebody can look at somebody in the family and know that someone has a grip on what needs to be done next. That is my absolute best advice for you. If you can calm yourself in meditation, and it doesn't take long, but with intent, as though you want to be the rock, the best way I do it is actually sit in the car. I'll sit in the car where it's nice and sunny and the sun hits me and I feel really cool and really comfortable in there. But I visualize energy going into my feet, going into the earth. Like if I can push energy and push it down and ground myself like a redwood tree. And then I visualize water. And if the water around you is in flux, like waves and all, that's because of the discord of people, I want you to be as calm as possible. With you being grounded into the earth, with calming water around you like an inner tube, around your shoulders, those people in discord around you cannot hurt you emotionally, spiritually, or energetically. That's really important, because if you have to witness and keep hold of everything, you won't if you've absorbed their negative or their discord. You've got to be real careful on that, okay?
Right. Yeah. All right, everybody girl. Is crazy and going crazy. My kids are have all lost their minds.
I can hear them in the background. That's the best I can say. Otherwise, I need to kind of let you go to answer some of these other questions. For
okay.
The people in the audience, listen to how I worded that to her. Linda, I want you to be a redwood tree. I want you just, it takes 30 seconds, just ground yourself and then calm yourself as though you're in the middle of a pond and there's calm waters around you. That's the absolute best way of being grounded and being calm. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it works. Call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it, 347-205 9071. And I don't know if that was the gal that said, can we call her now? Absolute Pisces lady, and I have it so I can see it. The board, my screen is not as big as some others, and I have to overlap them. Blue Diamond tonight, penguins. So, you know, kids, I'm not used to all the abbreviations, so you got to type quick here. I don't know if this is a... you might have seen the baby was looking up, maybe something in the room. You know, children, babies are wonderful. They're like little dogs, cats and dogs. I have a chihuahua that's always looking at a blank wall. And I am going to be talking about shadow people, parallel universes, and spirits in another couple weeks, because I find it fascinating that we're coexisting with so many realms, and children are particularly interested. I'd like to give a plug for a couple of people. CaliforniaHaunts.org has its own radio show. So blogtalkradio.com/CaliforniaHaunts. And they just did an investigation for a two-year-old that was seeing spirits in the room. And I'm going to be on her show. I was once a month, and public demand says twice a month. So I'm very excited. The 20th will be my next show, March 20th. And then in April on, I'll be on twice a month. So this is a very interesting, I'm the head entertainment or the head name for ghosttrackers.com, and they have their own website, and there's April 11th and 12th, a convention, a 2008 convention in Sutter, and there's a castle there that I'll be doing a ghost investigation. So if you're interested and you want to go, go to ghosttrackers.com or go to nancymats.com. So that would be very, very interesting. So I want to give it a plug for that, and it reminded me, because we're doing a ghost investigation And I think that'd be very fun to see the end of it. California Haunts will be putting up some very brand new EVPs. They're fabulous. So I encourage you to go to their site also. Bob asks, hi, Nancy, what can you tell me about my career path? Bob, hello there. I do see a couple ahead of you as though you split it up. There's choices ahead of you of which you may even say, I wonder which one is best for me. Now, I don't know if this is a money career path or a hobby or retirement, but there'll be one that will capture your heart. I can only tell you that it feels like you'll be seeing one and another one will be brought to you that you'll make a choice. So sometimes when it's limited like this, I kind of look at it visually. So that tells me you may be in one, but one will show up. I don't feel like you have to work very hard at it. It's almost like someone presents it to you. Okay, this is not the first time or second time. The abbreviation is hard to word, but I can understand it. Blue Diamond, hello tonight. The corner of my eye, I tend to have, this is a wonderful question. People can see energy, color, lights, spirit people, flashes out of the corner of their eye. And I think on one of the shows I might have said it or I did it in class, and it, Blue Diamond, it kind of scares me. Realize that your brain has been conditioned not to see things. So when our eyes are tricked by the visual from the side, then we see things. So if you want to see better, hold up a hand mirror, because what you're doing is you're tricking your brain. So glass and windows, mirrors in the house, hand mirror, so that you can see it more clearly. When I look through Blue Diamond's eyes for what it is looking at, I do see a larger figures of people. So from my perspective, I believe you are seeing spirit people, whether shadow people or spirit people. I can't tell the difference. I would be in awe, Blue Diamond, versus being scared, because this is truly amazing. If you're seeing spirit people, that's proof of survival. What could be frightening now? Because we live on. So be in awe, be interested, be curious, and you'll be able to see more and to deal with it. Nancy, Tully says, would spirit let you know if there was a great disturbance in the spirit world before it comes here in this dimension? Would you get a warning? You know, I'm not sure because I'm just a human being. If there is a big disturbance, then I would probably, as a human being, need to learn from it. One of my favorite movies of all time was called The Seventh Sign with Demi Moore. Do you remember that? It was quite a few years back. She was pretty young, and she's a pregnant lady. And the Christ figure had come to a planet. Remember, all different religious groups here, but this is symbolic. This is the Christ figure that came. And it said that there were the spirit, the souls in heaven had run down. And it was like God had said with Noah and the flood, as many movies have been said, that if we can't find a justice person, just right person, then no more souls will be created. Now, I don't know if that's what you're speaking to, a great disturbance. There's also other disturbances. They say there's a war in the heavens. There's a war of planetary extraterrestrials. I probably would be like the rest of you. Why would they give me a warning? Though God and the angel people, I had a visitation. I haven't spoke to it on this show yet, maybe in the future. I was told I'd write at least 7 books. So that's kind of like a chuckle because I've only written 2. So I know I'm going around to write 5, so maybe you guys all should move down my neck of woods or follow me. And when I get on an airplane, I know I'm always going to come back. So I don't, when I read people, I read generations. So I'm reading grandchildren that are going to be coming. I see them growing old. So I feel like we are going to be around for quite a while. So I'm not getting, 4 billion people. I don't get us down to 500 million like what they're speculating. 2012. I'm just not getting it. Okay, Kelly, thank you for the meditation visual. Redwood tree with a pond. I think that's the clearest way to do it. Speaking of shadow people from Kelly, could they be our own thought forms? And you just put just a thought. No, I don't believe so. Shadow people, I hadn't heard of them before, but I'm a very avid listener to Coast to Coast artbellam.com, Art Bell and George Norrie. I started listening to Art Bell in about 95, 96. And at that time, he was very fascinated with shadow people. And over the years, it seems that they are people living, coexisting in our space, but in another parallel universe or dimension. And they have garb on that's different. We've seen animals, we've seen people, hats, coats. I don't know if that's their style, a male shape like that. I don't know. But I see them move independent of the people in the room. I don't think that they're a thought. Jen says, okay, Pisces lady, hello there. I have an incredible bond with one of my grandchildren. Any specific reason why? Gosh, I wish you could tell me which one. It's a dark-haired male child. It's interesting. I was given a lecture once and a group of ladies in a home. And I looked at the woman and I said, my gosh, your father just told me that he's come back as your granddaughter. And I find that kind of interesting. When I've read people and said, yesterday, I said to this woman, the man that you have loved and given up was a child from a last lifetime that you were unable to raise. And she said, well, I never raised him. I didn't get to finish him in this lifetime either, and he came as my mate. So Edgar Cayce believes that we incarnate with the same groups of people over and over, but they take on different roles. So this could be a past partner, a child of yours, a lover of yours, a comrade in arms of yours who's come back as one of your grandchildren. Okay? Okay, Pisces lady, did you love that movie? Yes, The Seventh Sign. I wish I could read more books and watch more TV, but anything that smacks of spirituality or ghosts or the seven signs. My father was a Christian Scientist until he was killed. My mother became a Presbyterian. I married a Catholic, for 21 years, and divorced and became a spiritual minister. So I've been through the Bible quite a few times, not that I'm literal. I like the Bible shows on TV. Theology is very important to me. I'm a Christian-based spiritualist, so I'm kind of like a crossboard. I've read up on most of the religions. I understand them. I thought I did until some of the conflicts going on, which I don't understand. But I love anything that gives us more in-depth information about spirituality, about the human condition, how we relate to spirituality. People across the planet, I can talk to any one of you kids here. I wouldn't know nationality. It never mattered to me. I talk to different cultures all the time, and people can call me up and speak the clearest English, yet be of Oriental descent, and it doesn't matter to me. When we peel the skin off our bodies, we all live, think, act, and react with our loves and our hates, wants, wishes, wants, and desires. Boy, let's kind of roll that one off. Just all the same. So I feel like when we get into spiritual concepts, it's across the board the same. We all desire to know how we relate to the universe, what our path is, what our soul destination is, what is karma, do we live, do we die, do we survive. It's all the same to me. It's a shame that we don't have a universal theology of survival, of the quest of survival. Even the Tibetan Book of the Dead, I've read part of that. Gee, many Christmas. Wouldn't it be fun if we just all had our own book like that? So my concept of what the planet is headed for is a wonderful show the other night on the Vatican and how people are moving away from organized religion. It's just fascinating. This is a gal that just written in, and I won't say her name on the air, in a reading. It was said that her husband was not a soulmate or a twin flame. Can you comment that connection we've had from the past? Thank you. Telly, I can't remember. Here, I just said your name. This was a person that was over you in a past life, like a father figure or a governor of some sort. And I believe in this lifetime he was to tend to you and take care of you, but you were to grow to an equal. That, I think, is the reason why it's not necessarily a soulmate or a twin flame. Now, that doesn't mean that soulmate isn't there for you, but it may not be Now, this is important, a love mate for you. And I believe we come across as soulmates, but not necessarily every lifetime are we supposed to marry them. I heard Sylvia Brown say something once, and I just chuckled because I really love this. She says, if we, all we did was mate up with the same soulmate, we would never leave the bedroom. So I think through diversity that we learn and live and progress as human beings. What if you married and found you found your soulmate every lifetime, and that's who you had every lifetime? I think the stretch of personality development would be hindered. Okay, so this arrangement that you have with your husband was a prior life finishing up. I believe you're at the crest of knowing who you are as a woman, what you want out of life, and you're becoming his equal. He's learning that because he's lowering his head to me as you were saying that, okay? He may not even know how to deal with you because you're so different than you once were. The word paranormal. Pisces lady, I keep seeing repetitive numbers, 111, 515, etc. What is the meaning of this? There's two things here. I'm not a numerologist, but I do believe there's patterns of people's life, as is their synchronicity. When you think of 1-1, sometimes it means, even though it's a 1, it's reflective looking at yourself, personal growth. 5-5 in my mind, and this is a fascinating. I had a gal years and years ago when I was learning all these different ways of readings. She gave me a plain deck of cards, and she said, just give your impression of looking at a number. It's almost like tarot deck. So when you're asking, when I'm blending with someone's soul, that number, it's like giving me a string of numbers and just saying, read this, Nancy. I don't know how I can do that, but I can see that. So 1-1 tells me you're in conflict with something within yourself. 5-5 means advancement in your personal career or what you want to do in life. Now, how I do that, I don't know. And you will see the repetitive numbers until your life changes on the way it's supposed to. So my feeling is that I'm looking at a small-built, blue, light-eyed, medium complexion grandmother who's doing this. I think she weighed all about 95 pounds. So she shows me to be small, small shoulders, narrow shoulders, not broad-shouldered. Okay? All right. Okay, Pisces lady, and you can call in. I promise to pay attention. You know, with me being such an old soul, you would think I would be able to figure these things out. Oh, my gosh. Pisces lady, I love you for that. Humble it is. I wish I could read me like I can read you. How's that? So in some ways, it's the joke on me. I can help others, but I have to struggle with what I'm about. So I think old soul people have to bump into the wall just like everybody else and to get it. And I prefer it that way. I, at times, would love to have someone tell me my next step. It's fun to conjecture, but it's also fun to think we have free will. And I'm going quickly. We have 5 minutes left. So girls, hey, kind of give me the questions quick. And I really am amazed I couldn't get in. I kept trying every 30 seconds to dial, but the boards were busy. I think that this is a popular time for Blog Talk Radio. So, and also let me know if time change, if your hour changed for me, okay? Especially California people. Maybe force yourself to forget your old soul so you would have more fun. Oh, thank you very much. I asked Spirit one time, I said, what are you to me? And they said, without me, you would just be meat. And I took it to be an animal. Animals have personalities, but not a thinking soul like I think we do have. Buddhists believe that that we can come back in any form. I'm not sure about that, but I do believe that we create to be forgetful. What if we could remember all our past lives? I think it would be such a conflict to live every day in this physical form in this time. If I were part of the caveman days, if I were part of the Black Plague, or if I found that my first husband had killed me in a past life, would I have really wanted to have this life? It would be so overwhelming, I don't think we could live it. Those people, those of you who asked me for past life information, I believe that you're spiritually awakened and you're able to deal with it. And that is the bottom line. Those who out there who don't seek metaphysical people, psychics, past life regressionists, they're not ready and they're not supposed to be remembered, reminded of what happened in the past or to remember. Jan, I always think you are. I think you can feel the people already around you. They're showing me that they press upon your upper arms, your neck and your shoulder area. So I feel like if you could relax, become the redwood tree, balance the water around you, and remember meditation is listening. If you knew the boundaries of who you are as a person, as a woman, then clearly any impression you get would be from somebody else. Have to do it. I do it every day for 20 years here. So, of course, I was born with this, so I kind of like stepped up to the plate a little faster. But every one of you can be a medium. You see, Pisces lady, you're already one, Jen. That's just what I said. Nancy, why are we afraid of our multidimensional self? I think overload. I think that we're afraid of too many. If I could find, I take that back. You asked a question. I misread it. I do believe we're multidimensional with other parallel universes. And I suspect that one of my lifetimes I could have died with my cancer. In one lifetime, I maybe never divorced my husband. Why are we afraid of I call myself a multidimensional psychic medium, meaning I look at all dimensional levels at once. I've learned to ground myself. I had a good foundation by joining with the Spirit of Grace in Citrus Heights, Kananali Keck. Spirit of Grace in Citrus Heights, wonderful God-fearing people, they taught me to take my time, be methodical, be careful, allow the information to flow through me and not judge what I say, but be careful and considerate, and I think that's a good answer for that one too. Karen, our time change. I am losing an hour of much-needed beauty rest. Will you go back to 8 o'clock? I'm not sure how to do that, but I will really look into it. I was 9 o'clock here, so you would be 8 o'clock. So I will look into it so it would be an earlier time. And what is the purpose of multiple births, twins, etc.? What is the main purpose of coming in together? This is interesting. I believe that I've watched a show once on multiple births. Those of you who are left-handed, the right-handed twin died. So it comes in together that the one soul, one will have to exit, the one fetus that is no longer needed. And I believe the left-hand people are the surviving twin. Those who are combined to come in, I know a couple of girls, contact psychics.com. They are working, but they're not on the air. One's recovering from a little bit of a surgery thing. They are mirror twins. And I find that they're living together. They work the same work together. They are a blended soul. They are two souls, but they are to learn from the opposite of the other. It's a perspective, and I really believe that. Even as fraternal twins, I really believe that we learn from what the other will do. Okay? Gosh, we have 24 seconds left. I have loved you tonight. I am so sorry that I didn't get on quicker. Next time I may try even 5 minutes sooner so that I'm on. And next week we'll have just as much fun. And I get to nancymantz.com and go to the Soul Survival for the article. I'm asking for guidance. Okay, girls and gentlemen, good night.